This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock. We've got another hour left in the show. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. So join us, and we do have some calls, but I want to get to the phone number for Natural Alternative. That phone number again for those who are listening is 888-546-5941. Again, 888-546-5941. And that's to call them tomorrow with any questions about their products. You can order any of their products on there. I know some of you are listening and saying, you know, what about that soil test that you've been talking about? It's run its course, but if you give them a call and just tell them that Patrick said to talk to them, they'll take care of you. They stand behind that. I've already talked to Victoria myself today, and she said that that would be fine. So hopefully you can get to her tomorrow. I know a lot of you are at home getting some gardening stuff going on at home, so ordering online will definitely be helpful for you. We do have some calls on the line, so I want to try to get to those. So, Eric, who's up next?
We have Susan from Johnston, Rhode Island, with a question about a weeping cherry tree.
Okay. Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. You're doing such a great job, and I still miss your dad.
Thank you. We all do, right?
Yes, yes. Patrick, I have this, it's very pretty, weeping cherry tree, and it will be blossoming next month, I guess, or May.
Yep.
And when you were speaking with the other man about the branches that go straight up from the trunk.
Yep.
Well, we have one of those on this tree, but when it blossoms, they're white like apple blossoms.
Yep.
So if I cut that off, would it kill the tree?
No. So
why is it white and not pink?
Okay. Well, it's actually a really good question, and a lot of people don't know it. So when a weeping cherry is grown, they're actually grafted on an apple tree stem. Okay. So it's a, you know, sometimes crab apple, it's different things because that cherry that's weeping like that doesn't naturally grow that way. So it needs a different, stock. Sometimes it's an apple, sometimes it's a different type of cherry. So it gets that stock. So that's why sometimes you'll see them at different heights, right? You'll see them at 3 feet tall. Sometimes you'll see them at 6 feet tall. And then the cherry, the branches weep out from there, right? So that's why you'll see those. All it means is that other plant is still healthy and still viable. It's still just trying to send up its different root, it's shoots. So I would cut those back without a problem, because you want it to focus on the rest of it. It's a regular process that a lot of, weeping type trees will go through. It's very common.
Oh, and, so this tree now, we've had it so long, 25 years or more, it's about 15 feet high.
Yep.
Easily. And now this shoot is, has to be about 3 or 4 inches around, so it won't kill it. It won't kill the tree if we cut
it. So it's kind of just going straight up, or is it kind of come out the...
Straight up.
I don't think it's going to affect it by any means like that, because it's going to have plenty of other growth with it. It just, you know, being that
thick...
Maybe
I should just leave it.
Well, you know, it's not a bad thing to do. You just have like a little contrast with the colors, right? You got white, and then you'll have the pink or whichever.
Pink.
You know,
pink.
So it'll be kind of different, right? But it's not going to affect it long term. Mm-hmm. You might see a little bit of decline in that area at first, but it's just the plant rejuvenating itself.
Okay. Great. Now, what kind of fertilizer should I be using, or any at all?
So what you'd want to use, ideally at this time of year, in the next week or so, be using Tree Tone from Espoma, okay? So however wide the plant is, that's where you put the fertilizer in the ground. You're not going to want to put it right next to the root flare. You're going to, however wide it is, they call that the drip line.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if it's 5 feet out from the trunk, that's where you're going to start. And you'll do like a circle all the way around the tree. But what you'll do is you'll make like 4 holes
in four different spots.
Put the fertilizer into those holes. Like take a shovel. Move back and forth a little bit. You know, when you put the shovel in, don't try to break any roots that might be there, but, you know, like the thicker ones. But put the shovel in the ground, move it back and forth so you're opening like a little pocket.
Okay.
And then add the fertilizer in there. So say it, for something that big, it's going to be a lot more than this. But as an example, just an easy example, say you were to use 4 pounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would basically put 1 pound in each of those holes, so you're evenly distributing it.
And it's granular?
It's a granular, yes.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
So what'll happen is anytime you prune like that, it will help the tree just go through that process a little bit easier. It's got a lot of mycorrhizae in there, which are beneficial microbes that will attack the root system beneficially to allow them to get bigger and better.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Patrick.
No problem.
And I will talk to you again, I'm sure.
All right, sounds great.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food, originally designed for professionals. Use it for everything you plant to guarantee success, even in poor soils. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Once your plants are off to a great start, help them nourished with our tones, a full line of organic plant foods, including Hollytone, Plant Tone, and Rose Tone. Espoma has just the right tone for your trees, shrubs, flowers, and vegetables. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Biotone Starter Plus at fine garden centers and hardware stores. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. All right, I know we do have some more calls on the line, so Eric, who's up next?
We have Paul from Centerville, Massachusetts, with a question about pruning a carpic maple tree.
Okay. Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Hello, Paul. Thank
you very
much. I have a carpic maple tree that was given to me on Father's Day about 10 years ago. We were told it would grow to about 16 feet high, but now it's well past 20 feet. But the problem that I have with it is the lower branches are quite large. They spring out quite, they grow out quite a ways. I'd like to prune some of the lower branches so that I can walk under the tree when I cut the grass, etc. Is it okay now to prune them at this time of the year?
It definitely is. We're in a great time to do it. With some of the trees like this, if you're looking to prune it back, you can do it at really when it's a leaf-type tree. It's not one that flowers. You can do it at multiple times during the year. I don't like to do it in the hot summer. But the best time to do it would be now when you don't have the leaves on there. So you can kind of see where the branches are. Because it's not only about getting some of those lower branches, but you can see if there's any dead wood in there. You can see if there's any cross branches. So I would say this would be a good time to do it. If they're heavy branches, you can prune them right back to the trunk itself. Just leave a little bit of a gap there so you're not, when you're pruning it or cutting it, you don't scratch the main area, that main bark. Okay. You want to keep that protected. I would not put any, like, sealer or anything over a cut like that. One, they are black in color, so they're different color than the stem itself or the trunk, right? So you're going to have a black spray, and then you'll have like a gray trunk or like a brown trunk, right? And it's just going to stand out and say something happened there. But the other thing that it does is anything that's in there, it traps them. And any pathogens or anything, it just traps them in there. So I wouldn't use any pruning sealer. Just cut it back, and this would be a great time to do it.
All right, I'll get on that today.
All right, Paul.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
All right, good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break. 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll help you out. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Eric, who's up next?
We have John from Wells, Maine, with a question about an indoor Seville orange tree.
Okay. John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Patrick, we have a Seville orange tree we purchased about 6 or so years ago. And in the last 2 or 3 years, it's had one side of the tree has grown a very thorny branch. I did not trim it off initially, and now it's close to a half inch in diameter at the base, about 2 inches above the base of the plant. I'm wondering whether I should cut it off completely, prune it, or just leave it as is.
How far from the base did you say it was?
About 2 inches up above the dirt level in the pot.
Okay.
Two and a half inches, perhaps.
And it's just like a complete abnormal growth, right?
Yes, it is. And it last fall, it had some, or during the late summer, it had small leaves. They have since fallen off, and so it's just these three-quarter-inch long thorns that stick out from the little stem.
Gotcha. So what I'd like to see you do is, honestly, I'd like you to cut it out so that the plant can focus on everything else. Sometimes with an abnormality like this or a mutation like this, the plant won't focus as much on everything else. It'll focus just on that area or take most of its resources and work towards that area, right? So I would say, personally, get rid of it, since it's completely different. I wouldn't, worry about how big it's gotten, etc., I'd kind of cut it, not right to the stem itself, but cut it back. If you start to see some growth coming from it, you might be able to at least cut it back a little bit more each time to get it. So it will just kind of slow it down. You'll probably notice the rest of the plant will start to push out a little bit more and grow a little bit easier for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so would you suggest trimming about a third at this point or more from the branch itself? It's quite a long branch. It's probably 18 inches long.
This branch that has the thorns that you're trying to get rid of, that would be the one that if you want to get rid of completely, you could, but you could cut it back by a third and slowly go back from there. It's really up to you on how you want to do it. Some of the, some oranges will have those thorns on them, and will have like the with the ones that are more like a sour fruit, which is that's the style of fruit you have, is the sour. So it's not all completely normal. I would have liked to have seen it growing throughout the whole plant, but the biggest thing would be to prune it back by a third, if that's what you're looking to do, to slowly get it back and not be so abnormal in that spot.
Okay. Do you have time for a couple of other questions?
I do. You can start the question for me, but just so you're aware, I'm about a minute from break, so we might just stop in between.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do the easy one first then. When should I apply the all-in-one weed and feed to the lawn here in southern Maine?
So you want the temperatures to warm up a bit. You want to get it closer to the soil temperatures to be 50 or above, right? Looking at the map that I have with the soil temperatures, I know the zip code of Kennebunk, and that's saying the 5-day average is still 39.4 degrees. I'd want the temperatures to be in the 50s or above that. So we still got some time. We're still a week or two away, maybe a little bit more.
Granular lime?
Granular lime you could do now, especially the one that is longer term, longer acting, that takes about 6 months. So you can put that down now. Hang tight for me. We'll take a break.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Countries across Europe now taking very strong measures to combat the fast-spreading coronavirus. France has shut down all shops, all restaurants, and all entertainment facilities effective today, telling its 67 million citizens to just stay home. Spain putting its 47 million citizens under partial lockdown beginning tomorrow. The country hardest hit by the coronavirus in Europe is Italy, which has over 20,000 confirmed cases and over 1,400 fewer deaths. In the U.S. now over 3,000 confirmed cases of it, at least 50 deaths, and one New Jersey mayor is telling all 40,000 residents of his city to self-quarantine.
Stop interacting with each other. Only go out if it's absolutely necessary.
Calling his city the Northeast's epicenter for the virus, Teaneck, New Jersey Mayor Mohammed Hamadine says residents should only leave their homes for food and medicine. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, John, you still with us? Okay, I know he had some other questions. I apologize, we couldn't get to them. But I just wanted to reiterate, at the end there of the conversation, we were trying to squeak it in right at the end. He was asking about lime. Can we put the lime down? Lime, if you're using a lime, granular lime, your 40-pound bag that, does 1,000 square feet, you can put that down now in a lot of areas, right? Because it takes a longer time for it to break down. That's one of the things that you can be putting in the lawn right now. The weed and feed, the 4-in-1, wait until the ground warms up a little bit more, especially in areas of Maine. It's a little bit colder than down here where I am in Lowell. Closer to Boston, it's a little bit warmer. Soil temperatures are warming up. People are getting excited to get out there. So it's definitely a little bit early. I'm not sure, Eric, if we have any other phone calls. I forgot to ask during the break. So do we have any? Okay, sorry about that. So let's continue a little bit and to discuss, a few things. The soil temperatures, I've talked about it the past couple weeks because I feel like it is very important for you to understand. The soil temperatures will tell us when we can actually start growing certain things. A lot of our vegetables that we grow outside, other than the coal crops, you can't actually start growing until temperatures are in the 60s soil temperature wise. So it's not just outside temperatures, it's soil temperatures. We're getting there. The 5-day average of that soil temperature is close to 50 in the Boston area. I just typed in Winchester, where I work at Mahoney's, and the five-day average is 48.8. So we're getting there. We're getting close. Right now, the current soil temperature is 40. That's because we've had some cold weather overnight. Those types of things, a little cloudier, it's not as sunny, etc. So it's great to get out there, get excited to start what you're doing for the year, get cleanups, maybe expose some of the soil to warm it up a little bit. That's definitely would be a good thing. That's what we did at my house yesterday. We got a part of our hill behind the house that has just kind of been gross for the past couple of years here. We just cleaned it up, got a lot of leaves out of certain areas. Can only do so much out there with two little ones running around, right? They want to enjoy it and have some fun. But, you know, get that stuff ready, exposing the soil a little bit more in areas that there's nothing growing, such as like your vegetable garden that you're trying to get ready. If you put compost, if you put mulch or leaves or something on top of it just to keep that soil rich for the winter, you know, now's the time to get it off there. Now's the time to start rototilling, getting it ready, adding compost, adding peat moss, adding any of those additives to the soil and getting it ready. So that when the temperatures do warm up and it does get that where we want it to be, you can actually just get going and not have to worry about it. You know, we're not far away from those temperatures, but I will say, you know, one of the things I was just hearing on the radio, we've heard all the news of what's going on in the world. And the great thing is the temperatures are starting to warm up. That means we can start to grow some of our own vegetables, some of our own fruit, etc. You know, vegetables like some lettuces, they don't take very long, a couple weeks to really grow, and you can get them for multiple times. You know, some radishes, some carrots go deep. Those will take a little bit longer, but radishes are about 30 days. Find some of those seeds out there that are quicker growing. You can go to a lot of the different websites, like you know, I always go to Burpee just because of the extent of information that they have on their website. You know, you can go to the local garden center and buy seeds. But for those who are kind of saying, ah, I'm going to stay inside, but you want to stay home, you don't want to go, you can go online to buy some of this. That's where I'm going with this here. So find some things that might be able to grow a little bit quicker in the garden. You know, we look at, you know, like I said, lettuces. You know, there's so many types of lettuce and they're quicker growing than others. You know, the leafy types, not the heads of lettuce. Those take a little bit more, right? You know, I'm on their website and you take a look and some leafy, some lettuce called Green Ice, maturity 45 days. But you're going to have some growth prior to that. You can do it right indoors. You can do it outside. Get it started inside. Some of the other lettuces you'll get multiple times. I go with radishes because I know they're so quick to grow. But take a look and see which ones you might be able to get the most growth out of quickly, right? Sprouts, different sprouts. Those will pop up quickly to get for you. But just see what else is out there and grow them at home. You know, if you've gone to the grocery store lately, you'll take a look and there's nothing anywhere. You know, all the essentials are gone, all the meats, all those things. You can still get some fruit, etc. That's what I've done. So you can definitely grow some of your own this year so you can stay sustainable that way. Now, we do have another call on the line, so I want to get to it. Eric, who's up next?
You have Julia from Massachusetts with a question about getting the lawn ready.
Okay. Julia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I'm in Austin, Massachusetts. I'm getting anxious to put some things down now on my lawn, and I'm wondering if I can put in infused. I do have Love Your Soil.
Okay.
And then I want a fast-acting lime, so I'm thinking Turf Turbo.
Okay.
And what can I put down for, you know, a fertilizer?
Okay, so in Osterville, you're on the Cape, so you've got some warm soil temperatures. You're probably in the mid 40s, upper 40s. I'd wait a little bit of time for it to warm up a little bit when it comes to fertilizers or the fast-acting lime, right? The fast-acting lime, it starts working almost immediately. So you want to have that soil a little bit more active so you're not missing out on part of it. As far as the infuse, I would be waiting get more active growth in the lawn. You want to have the green in the lawn growing more. So infuse you can use as a preventative for any diseases that are coming, but you need the lawn to be growing because it's a liquid that you spray over. It absorbs into the roots. It absorbs into the plant. Now, plant needs to be active for it to be able to take in that that spray. So I'd be waiting a few more weeks until you start to see a little bit more growth on the lawn. You might see some weeds that are growing that like that cold temperature. But, you know, down on the Cape where you are in that area, your soil temperatures are still below 50. I'd wait a little bit to be doing that.
How about the love your soil?
So the love your soil is kind of like that same thing as the fast acting lime. I'd kind of give it a little bit more time, but you could, I'd maybe put it down at the end of the week. Give it another week or so. It does take some time to start to break down. It is a faster acting like gypsum. That's the idea of it. It's got sulfur in it to help break down nutrient buildup. It's to help, you know, feed the soil a bit. So it's definitely something you can be putting down in the next week to 10 days.
And how about the infused, I thought they were granules that I used last year.
So infused does have a granular form too. But I would want it to be more, the ground to be growing a little bit more. Because it needs to be, the ground needs to absorb it. The soil needs to absorb a little bit of it so that it can be effective when it comes to preventing it going forward, right?
How about the holytone? Is it too early for that? The roses?
So the holytone is a slow release, so you can start putting the holytone in for the arborvitaes, any that are, evergreens at this point, like rose tone or something like that that's more specific for a style like a tomato tone or one of those. I'd wait a little bit more time, let the ground be a little more active, whereas the holytone, the arborvitaes are starting to wake up, the hollies, the rhodies. This will be a good time to do it.
Yeah, I put down maybe a year ago or more a low growing ground cover type of bush. They never did very well. They've taken a long time to just take hold. So I'd like to see if I can't get them to spread a little more. They are an evergreen. I think it's Blue Pacific, but I'm not sure.
Yep. Okay, so you could definitely hit those with holytone. Just make sure you, when you fertilize them, you bring it out to the drip line of the juniper there, and get it that way, not close to the stalk itself, the stem.
Can I use soil moist on those as well as on a hydrangea and roses? Later on.
You can use the soil moist in there just to mix into the soil so you don't have to water as much.
Yeah.
Bring it out to the sides of it where the roots are actively growing. So the drip line again, so that way it's getting to those feeder roots, so the moisture will stay in there.
Okay, and how about weed and feed? Can I do that if I'm going to overseed the lawn?
So if you're overseeding a weed in feed, they don't recommend you using at the same time as it. They'll actually say right on the package, don't use if seeding. They have a pre-emergent, like a starter fertilizer with a crabgrass control that you could start seed with. So it's like your step one doing the same thing, but that starter, the crabgrass control knows the difference between regular grass seed and crabgrass seed. It's been in, formulated that way. So that would be the only one that I would be putting down with grass seed.
And the others that we've discussed, the Infuse and Love Your Soil, I could put those down in a week or two, and you're saying it's okay to put them down with overseeding?
So those would be fine for overseeding because the Infuse is looking to do something completely different, take care of diseases.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the Love Your Soil is helping the soil, so you could put down with seed. It would definitely help it.
Okay.
Okay, and just for...
Oh, that's great.
For some of the infused uses, you're going to want it to be a little bit warmer out there to do multiple applications. Certain ones on the back of the bag will say, once soil temperatures reach 60 degrees, and some will say irrigate.
Okay.
So if you have the bag, take a look on the back for what you're trying to do, and it'll tell you exactly what you need to know.
Thank you so much. You
All right,
so
Julia.
Helpful.
Thank you. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to get right into the phone lines. We do have a call, so Eric, who's up next?
We have Shelly from Cape Cod.
Shelly, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I know you only have a limited amount of time. I'm interested in transplanting a five-year-old nine bark and winterberries. I don't know if the roots go sideways or if they go down. And do you think this would be a mistake?
So first off, I don't think it's a mistake. Secondly, so the roots are going to go out. They're going to go somewhat down, but they don't have tap roots.
Oh, good.
You know, like a U has a tap root that goes straight down, and it'll just so it can anchor itself in there. So these don't have something like that. So they're going to go wide, but I'd still want you to try and dig down, you know, 12 inches if possible,
okay,
or more, because roots can go about 12 to 18 inches down depth-wise. They're not going to be 18 inches down. They, especially if you can get 12 inches and a decent size width of the root ball to bring it to another location, that would definitely help it.
Okay. What do you consider wide enough?
Take a look and say you were to buy something the same size that you have in a garden center, right?
All right.
If for an example, you know, if it's in like a 10-gallon pot, it's going to be about maybe 2 feet wide and about 12 inches deep. It varies, right? You do as much as you can to get as much of the root system as possible. There's no real thing that says you have to get 21 and a half inches or it's not going to grow. There's nothing like that, right? You just try to get as much as you can from it.
Okay.
Okay. To add a little bit to it, so a couple things I want to see you do to help the process of the transplanting, okay? I want you to water the plants that you're going to transplant the night before or the day before, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
What it's going to do is it's going to get some of that moisture into the soil because the roots, you're going to cut them and it's going to shock them a little bit and they're just going to want to go back into the plant, right? They're trying to focus. But if you water them and it gets a nice soaking, that's going to help it.
Okay.
The other thing I want you to do is where you're going to put them, get the holes ready, nicely dug and prepared, adding some compost or some sort of planting mix to help enrich the soil. But I also want you to use Biotone Starter from Espoma.
Mm-hmm.
That helps with the transplant shock. That's our biggest thing that we're focusing on because the roots don't know what to do. So this is like a fertilizer that helps those, helps stimulate the roots and helps it so it doesn't have as much shock when it happens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you do plant it, water it again halfway through filling the soil back in so that the soil can kind of go down into the soil a bit, if you know what I mean, kind of compact a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It'll fill any of the air gaps that are underneath the root ball that you put in. Sometimes when you put a root ball in, it's flat on the bottom, but underneath is a little bit of rounded, so you want to wash water in that soil to get it in underneath and around it, so it's nice and compact around it. And then water again once you've gotten all the soil in and take care of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, that's excellent advice. Thank you, Patrick. Would you advise me to make it shorter?
I wouldn't go too short on it. You can cut it back by like a third, but you don't want to go too much on it. You don't want to affect it too much because cutting it back and then cutting its roots, you're shocking it a bit. The cutting back does help, right? I'm not saying don't, but just don't go too much. Don't go over a half or more on those. I'd want you to have something there so the plant can feel stronger as it goes.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yes, thank you so much for your help, Patrick.
No problem, Shelley. Good luck and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Well, that's going to wrap up the show today. We got about, 45 seconds left, so we're going to wrap it up now. Get out there. Get into the yards. Enjoy yourself and your family. You know, we all worry about what's going on, but take care of each other when you can. Take care of your neighbors. Make sure that the older neighbors that you have who might not be able to get some of those things from the grocery store are taken care of. They're very important. They've taught us everything in our lives. So take care of them and yourselves out there. I know it's going to get crazy in the next few days. But be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, because we're going to need it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.